This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last year, Kevin Lee left his Glenmore Park ministry as a Catholic parish priest after revealing he had been secretly married for 12 months. Now, just a few days ago, it was discovered that Mr. Lee had been killed in Typhoon Haiyan just weeks after becoming a father. Caroline Overington is the associate editor of Australian Women's Weekly, and she wrote a profile piece about Kevin Lee about a year ago. Hi, Caroline.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, you must have been so shocked to hear that he died so suddenly.
I guess I was shocked because he was young. He was only 49. Mm. And also, he had only very recently become a father. His daughter, Michelle, was only 5 weeks old. So what happened, essentially, was he had been a priest, a Catholic priest, for more than 20 years. Then, in the final few years of his priesthood, he met a woman in the Philippines and fell in love with her. And he actually married her in the Philippines, although he was still a Catholic priest. He kept the secret for 12 months. He continued to work at his church and continued to offer communion as well.
It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? How did the fact that Mr. Lee was married eventually come out into the open?
Well, he admitted it in the end. What he told me when I met him was that he was very much in love with Josephina and he wanted to be her husband and to have a family with her. But at the same time, he felt that he was not the only Catholic priest who was unable to keep the vow of celibacy. Mm. And he wanted, he said, to expose others who had done the same. And he had written a book that had not yet been published, and he wanted to get some attention for it. So I guess what he was doing was he was staying married and he was staying a priest, and the idea was that he was going to have this big revelation. Look, I've been secretly married all this time, and I know that other priests are not celibate either, and I can prove that they keep the secret because I've been keeping a secret myself. That was his logic.
So I guess he wanted to challenge that sort of belief that priests should have to be celibate.
Yes, exactly. He was very much of the view that he would be a better priest if he could be married. Mm. And he was also of the view that it was increasingly difficult to attract men to the priesthood because they had to take the vow of celibacy. He used to point to studies quite often in the United States where there are a couple of hundred Catholic priests who used to be members of the Anglican Church and who are married. Mm. So when they become Catholic priests, they don't have to get divorced. They can stay married. And there's been a lot of studies done on how effective they are. So are they as effective as a man who has taken a vow of celibacy? And the consensus seems to be yes, that although they are married, and therefore not married only to the church, they can fulfill their obligations as a priest. And his argument also was that he would be more empathetic. He would understand more about what it's like to live a normal family life, that when it came time to get married and to baptize children, he would have a better understanding of what these things are like if priests were able to experience these things for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know in the last few weeks of his life, he was writing a lot about how he felt that his eyes had been opened on becoming a husband and a father, and that he talked a lot about the times that he had gone out to comfort people who had lost a child to stillbirth, and how, having become a father himself, he suddenly understood exactly what they had lost in a way he hadn't understood it before.
Yeah, so even though he had left the church, or in a sense left that role, he was still maintained a very active and very questioning faith, didn't he? On his blog you can really
see
that.
He went to Mass every day, and that was true until the end of his life. And he had a very, very close relationship with God, as did his wife Josephina, his Filipina wife, did too. She was also Catholic. Mm. And she was shocked, in fact, to discover that he was a priest. They met in a karaoke bar. And I know that a lot of people think, you know, there's a bit of a nudge-nudge wink there that she must have been a prostitute or something. But in fact, that was not the case. Mm. She was from a very poor village and she had a couple of children already. And she was working in the karaoke bar. Her job was to encourage Westerners to go up onto the stage and use the karaoke machine, and also to get them to buy the girls' drinks. That was how the bar made money. And when Kevin met her, he said that he fell in love with her instantly, that it was love at first sight. And they were together actually for quite a long time, nearly 3 years before they were married. And then they were only married really for the last 2 years. So they have spent a long time together. And there's also that sort of question too, well, what was a priest doing in a karaoke bar in the Philippines in the first place? And again, he had explained that to me. In fact, people who knew Kevin better than I did said that he was just mad for karaoke. He was always the one who wanted to rush into wherever they would have karaoke. He used to have karaoke nights when he had the parish to raise money to build the church. And he would always be the one who would hog the machine, and everybody else would get pushed out of the way while he, you know, continued to sing one song after another.
Yeah, wow.
So it was no surprise to people that when he found out that the hotel room that they were staying in was on top of a karaoke bar, he was there every night.
Yeah, wow. And I guess I wanted to ask you too, Caroline, I mean, his story made quite an impression on you, so much so that you sort of very loosely based a character in your novel on him. What was it about him or his story that intrigued you?
You know, it's not very often that you meet somebody who is such a soul searcher in the way that Kevin was. He felt things very deeply, and he felt things, he questioned things all the time, and he had given up everything for love. Mm. And you don't often meet somebody who is prepared to do that. You know, he had a very high position in the community. He was a Catholic priest with an enormous congregation, and it was you know, you're always the most important person in the room, as he said to me. You know, everyone's waiting for the priest to arrive.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the priest to sit at the top table. Everybody wants to prove what a good person they are to the priest. And he had a big family, 9 siblings. His mother was very, very proud of the fact that one of her children had gone on to become a priest.
Yeah.
He gave all of that up because he fell in love. And it was a difficult thing to do. And that, to me, was a compelling story. You don't often meet people who are prepared to do that. It cost him his profession, his vocation. It cost him his house. It cost him his income. He had no money at the end. He was living in the Philippines because they couldn't live in Australia. He had no work.
That's just unbelievably sort of...
And it was a really romantic story. And people definitely thought, you know, he might be making a bit of a fool of himself. But, you know, they went on to have that baby. And he was madly in love with that baby. He was smitten with Michelle.
Yeah, it is kind of tragic that someone who had the courage to make such a big life change never actually got to live that new life that that he had chosen. But in a sense, you have partially immortalised him through your novel as well. So
It's interesting to me that he did not get that chance to... Because he spent really 20 years questioning whether he was living the right life. And then when he decided that he was not living the right life and took those really dramatic steps to follow his heart, and it has ended so quickly, just 5 weeks old, that baby is really quite shocking.
Yeah, it's so sad. Thanks for sharing a little bit of his life today, Caroline. It's good to talk to you.
All right, good to speak to you too.
Yeah, that's journalist and novelist Caroline Overington talking about Kevin Lee, the former parish priest turned husband and father who tragically lost his life in Typhoon Haiyan just a few days ago.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.